Sechtes Menachos Daf Nun, four lines from the top of Daf Nun Amin Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah Daf Mem Tesa Amin Aleph, where we saw a machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon, as the Tanakam taught us, Leikrivu Kavsav Abayka, Akrivu Ben Abayim, that if for whatever reason the Kehanim were not makriv the Tumish Shel Shachar, and they could still be makriv the Tumish Shel Ben Abayim, as they're considered independent Karbonos, and Amin Reb Shimon Emesab is Mashay Anusim Ashagin, Avamayim Mazidim, Leikrivu Kavsav Abayka, Leikrivu Ben Abayim, and as we will see in our Gemara, Rabbi Shimon teaches us that although Midiraisa, certainly one could be makir the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim, and whether Rabbanan instituted a knas, and therefore they stated that if someone was an oinus or a shegig, and that was the reason they didn't bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, then they could bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. However, if they were mizidim and they didn't bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, those same kohanim would not be able to bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. Although, as we will see in the Gemara, other kohanim will be able to bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. The Mishnah continue with the second machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, as although both Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon agree to what point, however, they will be chilek regarding a second point, as the Mishnah continues, like Tiruk Teres Babaker, Yak Tiru Ben Abayim, that the Tanakam holds that if one was not mak to the Teres in the morning, then it could still be mak to the Teres in the evening. And the Gemara will explain why the Chacham did not institute a knas, and as we know, the Teres was a share of Amana, and they brought Prasper Baker and Prasper Erev, and if they didn't bring the first half in the morning, they would only bring the second half in the evening. However, the Mishnah continued, Amar Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon stated that although I agree with the Tanakama, that they could bring the Keteris in the afternoon. However, Kula is a Kriva Ben Abayim, they did not only bring a Pras in the evening, and instead they brought the full money in the evening. And when we learned our Mishnah, we learned the next part of the Mishnah as a separate clause, and the next part of the Mishnah is going to the Rakol, and it teaches us four independent points that are relevant to the Chinuch of various Kelim. And as the Mishnah continues, number one, She'im Chanachan's Mizbach Azav El Bikteris Hesamim, Samagiris El Bikteris Hesamim Shel Ben Abayim, and number two, V'le Mizbach Oila El B'tam Shel Shachar, and number three, V'leis HaShulchan El B'lechem HaPanam B'Shabbos, and number four, V'leis HaMenei El B'Shivan Erisei Bein Abayim. This explanation of our Mishnah is based on Taisus in our Sugya on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and however, Taisus also brings down a Pshat of Rashi, which we don't have in our Sugya, and we will explain this point once we finish with our Sugya. And feed the way that Taisus learns our Mishnah, our Gemara now begins, Chinuch Madach HaShmei. Why would our Mishnah mention anything about the Chinuch of any of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and why did our Mishnah mention She'im and what connection does it have to the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara responds, Chasuri Mechzer Vachik Tani, in the Chanami, we have to add certain words into our Mishnah in order to be able to understand our Mishnah better. And although our Mishnah seemed to say a Pashto Adin, Lefida Tanakama, the Leikriu Kavas Babaker, Yakriu Ben Abayim, that in all cases where one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, then they could bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. However, that's not exactly the Shita of the Tanakama, and as our Gemara continues, that the Tanakama really held, if for whatever reason one was not makro the Tumah Shel Shachar, then really they could not bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. However, the Tanakhama continues, and this halacha only applies where they did not yet do the Chanukah Samizbeach, and they did not yet initiate the Avodah on the Mizbeach, and this is the first time they're doing Avodah on the Mizbeach. In that case, if one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar first, they can't bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim as the first carbon on the Mizbeach Achitzain. However, Dr. Chachamim, Avon Nischanach HaMizbeach, Yekriu Ben Abayim, if this isn't the first time that they're using the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, then if for whatever reason one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, they could still bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. In a moment, the Gemara will explain the Tanakam is Mekar, and we should be Mechalik between one that is doing the Avodah initially on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, where the Mizbeach HaChitzayin was already used and was already initiated. The Gemara continues, Om Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon responded to Tanakama, Emesai Bizman Shayanusim Aishagin, Avon Hamayim Mazidin, and Rav Shimon stated that although Midiraisa is correct that there is a chilut between prior to Chanukah Mizbeach and after Chanukah Mizbeach, however, even after Chanukah Mizbeach, the only time that we stated that if one did not bring the Kevah Shel Beker, that they could still bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim, that is only if they were Inis or Shegeg. However, if they were amazed and that's the reason why they didn't bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, then the Chacham made a takono and the Chacham made a knas that they could not bring the Tumah Shel Ben Abayim. The Mishnah then continued and taught us, like Tiruk Teres Babaker, Yak Tiru Ben Abayim, that both the Tanakam and Rav Shimon agree, even if it's the first time that one is using the Mizbeach Hazav, and it's the first time that one is being Makter Keteris, that if one did not bring the Keteris in the morning, even if the reason why he didn't bring the Keteris is because he was amazed, then he still could bring the Keteris in the afternoon. Therefore, our Mishnah was relevant to the Din of Chinuch of the Mizbeach Achitzain as well as the Mizbeach Hazav. That's why our Mishnah continues to explain as to what the Chiluk is between the Mizbeach Achitzain and the Mizbeach Hazav, why is it that all agree if prior to the Chanukah some Mizbech of the Mizbech HaChitzayin, if one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, that they would not be able to bring the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim, whereas all agree that if even prior to the Chinuch of the Mizbech Hazav, one did not bring the Torah Shel Shachar, that they could still bring the Torah Shel Bein Abayim? And that's why the Mishnah continues and teaches us, Eimen Chanchens Mizbech Hazav, El B'Torah Shel Samim, V'loi Mizbech HaOil, El B'Tumah Shel Shachar, as we will see in a moment, that one could not be Mechanech to Mizbech HaChitzayin, unless they bring the Tumah Shel Shachar first, and that's why if one was not yet Mechanech to Mizbech HaChitzayin, and they did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, they could not bring the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. However, even if prior to the Chanukah some Mizbech Hazav, one did not bring the Torah Shel Shachar, they could still bring the Torah Shel Bein Abayim, and that was actually the proper way to be Mechanech to Mizbech Hazav. And keep in mind that certainly Lefi the Shita of Tesis, it's a bit tzarich bir as to why a Mishnah would first discuss the din of the Chinuch of Mizbech Hazav, and only after would discuss the din of the Chinuch of the Mizbech Ha'ila. The Gemara now continues, Minani Mili, what is the Makar that the Chinuch of the Mizbech HaChitzayin and the Mizbech Ha'ila had to be done with the Tumah Shel Shachar, and specifically could not be done with the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim? Before we continue, let us point out that the Torah speaks about the Tumah Shel Shachar and the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim in two places. Number one, in Pashas Tisava, and of course, that is relevant to the Chanukah Samizbeach, and as the Pasuk states in Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Lamech Ches, V'zeh Shetasal Mizbeach, Kevosim B'dei Shona Shnayim Layoyim Tomid, Hezakev Zahachot Tasar Babayka, Vezakev Zahashini Tasar Bein Abayim. Then the Pasuk states, Vezakev Zahashini Tasar Bein Abayim, Kemincha Sabayka Chiniska Tasar Lalu Reach Nichoyach Isha Lashem. As we know that in Pashas Pinchas, prior to the Korbanis Musafim of Shabbos and Yontiv, Pesukim discussed the Korban Tumah Shel Shachar and Tumah Shel Bein Abayim, and as the Pasuk states in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Gimel, Ma'at Lehem Zeh Isha Shetikru Lashem, Kvasim Deishon Tumimim Shlaim Layim Oilu Samid, Hezakevus Echot Tasar Babayka, Vezakevus Hashini Tasar Bein Abayim, and a couple of psukim later, the pasuk states, "Ve'isakevus Hashini Tasar Bein Abayim, Kemilchas Abaychu Chodiskei Tasa Ishe Reich Nichoich Lashem." And the psukim that we just read are very similar. However, in the pasuk in Pashas Tetzava, the pasuk states, "Hezakevus Ha'echad." However, in the pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, the pasuk states, "Hezakevus Echad Tasa Babayka." Our Gemara will first focus on the pasuk in Pashas Tetzava, and as Rashi explains, that certainly initially the pasuk is talking about the Chanukah Samizbeach, and as the pasuk stated, "Ve'zeh Shetasa Lamizbeach." Therefore, the Gemara continues and brings down the pasuk that we already mentioned that stated "Sakevus Echad Tasa Babayka Ve'isakevus Hasheni Tasa Bein Abayim." And the Gemara learns "Sheni Bein Abayim V'Levishim Bein Abayim." By the Chanukah Samizbeach, there specifically had to have been a Tumah Shel Shachar first, and only afterwards the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. As Rashi states, "The Hachim Midrash Kra Im Sakevus Echad Tasa Babayka Then Hochshel Sheni Likar Bein Abayim V'Loi Loi." However, B'Medvar Amurim Shloi Nischanach Hamizbeach, that this pasuk was only stated where it was prior to the Chanukah Samizbeach, and this is the first time they bring Kabbanis on the Mizbeach Ha'ila. However, as Rashi explains, that we have an extra pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, as the pasuk initially states, "Hezakevus Echad Tasa Babayka Vezakevus Hasheni Tasa Bein Abayim," and then the pasuk repeats itself and states, "Ve'isakevus Hasheni Tasa Bein Abayim, Kemilchas Abayka Chaniskei Tasa, Ishe Reich Nichoich Lashem." This pasuk doesn't mention "Hezakevus Echad Tasa Babayka," and as Rashi brings down, "Vitani B'Sifri," and we learned in the Brisa in the Sifri, which is on Pashas Pinchas, which states, "Haikra Loma Nema, Loikfa Nema Lamaila Pasha, as a Kevis Echo Tasa Babaika, Vesa Kevis Hashini Tasa Bein Abayim," and we will be Gurus, Magid, Shimla Hikri Vishal Shakras, Yakov Shil Bein Abayim. And this Pasuk in Pashas Pinchas, which is not discussing Chanukah Samizbeach, teaches us, even if one was not Makar the Tumah Shel Shachar, that it could still be Makar the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. Brisa now continues and brings down the Sheet of Rab Shimon, as we saw in the Mishnah, that Amr Rab Shimon, Amos that Reb Shimon is chelik on a Tanakama, and he holds that although Midiraisa, when it's not during the Chanukah Samizbeach, certainly if one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar, they could still bring the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. However, the Chum made a knas, and they stated if one did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar b'mezid, then they could not bring the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. Reisa continues, lo yaktiru k'teres b'beker, yaktiru bein abayim. All agree that even if it was the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach Hazav, that if one did not bring the Keteris in the morning, they could still bring the Keteris in the afternoon. Gemara now has a Shaila on the sheet of Reb Shimon, as V'chi Kohanim Chotum is Be'ach Batol. How could Reb Shimon teach us that the Chum made a Knas, that if the Kohanim did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar B'Mezid, then they cannot bring the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim, if the effect will be that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not have a Tumah Shel Bein Abayim, and the Mizbeach will be Batol? It doesn't seem that this Knas makes sense. And Amar Rav HaChi Ka'amah, Le'ikrivu Hein, Avlachim Yakrivu, that in the Chinami, Reb Shimon did not mean that we would not bring the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im at all, and he just meant that the Chum made a Knas, that the same Kohanim that did not bring the Tumah Shel Shachar in the morning, B'mezid, cannot bring the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im in the afternoon. However, certainly the Mizbeach would not be Batal, as other Kohanim would still be able to bring the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. Keep in mind that we know that in the morning they would have a pierce and they would have a girl as to which Kohanim would actually do the Avedis of the Tumah Shel Shachar, and it would seem that the same Kohanim that won the girl to perform the Avedis of the Tumah Shel Shachar also performed the Avedis of the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im, and the Knas would affect those Kohanim. However, others learn that this Knas would not only affect those Kohanim, but would also affect the entire Bet Isav, and others learn that it would affect the entire Mishmah, Ayin and Mefarshim. The Gemara continues that even Reb Shimon agreed that Leik Tiru Kteres Babeika, Yak Tiru Bein Arba'im, and the Gemara is bothered as to why Reb Shimon would agree that we would not make a Knas in the case of a Kteres, and the Gemara explains the Kivud Leishchichum Atra, Chaviv Luv Leipashi, that since the Kteres only came two times a day, we also know that there was a skula that the one that brought Kateris would actually become wealthy, and therefore was beloved to the Kohanim, and certainly they would not give up this Avada. Therefore, even in an unlikely scenario where Kohen would not perform the mitzvah of Kateris in the morning, B'mezid, the Chacham did not feel the need to make a Knas, as it's Mosle Shchicha, V'legazber Rabbanon. And of course, Rashi is bothered, then why do we say that the Kateris is Leishchiach, as it only comes twice a day, if the Talmud also only came twice a day? And Rashi explains that although it's true that the Talmud only comes twice a day, however, the Talmud was a Karban Oila, and as some agree in Rashi, we find many Oilas Hatziba on every single Yontiv, and every single day there will be multiple Karbanis Oilas which came from a Yachid. Therefore, certainly a Karban Oila is more Shchiach, and Hilkach Lechavalu, Pashi Hilkach Konsulu, Avokteris Le'il Melisel, Trezim Mibiema. However, certainly Kateris could only be brought twice a day. And Rashi continues and brings a second shot, as Leshchicha Bechad Gavra, that Kateris is Leshchiach. Every person only performed the mitzvah of Kateris once in a lifetime. Can I read Masech Zuma, Me'olim Leishtana Adamba? And this pshat makes a lot of sense according to the Hemshech HaGemara, as the Gemara states, Ma'atra, and that is the reason why it's Leishchiach, as Ma'asheres, and as the Pasuk and Pasuk of Zay Sabracha, but the Geir Shevet Levi states, Yoy Mishperech Liyakov, Viseres Liyisrael, Yasim Kateris Ba'pecha, V'chol Lam Mizbechecha, and the Kohanim brought the Kateris on the Mizbeach, and then the Pasuk states, Baruch Hashem Chela, Yopal Yod of Tirza, that they will be Zeicha Tashiris, and in Tesis points out that Ika Tam Mishim Leishchicha, the Perek Sheni Diyuma, Muchach Mikra, the Chsiv V'chol Lam Mizbechecha, Baruch Hashem Chela, Yidu Ilu Navim Atra, and we see that when a Kohen brings a Karban Ila, that is also a school of Hashiris, as the Pasuk mentions V'chol Lam Mizbechecha, which refers to a Karban Ila, which is Kulei Kol Alam Mizbeach, and the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, Am Rav Shimon V'kulei Sekreva Bein Arba'im, that although Rav Shimon agrees with Tanakama, that if one doesn't bring the Kateris in the morning, then he could still bring it in the afternoon. However, the Tanakama holds that all they will bring in the afternoon is Prasper Erev, and they would not bring the full mana. However, Rav Shimon holds that in the afternoon they bring the full mana. And the Mishnah then continues, She'ein M'chanchan's Mizbech Hazav El Bikteris Asamim Shel Bein Arba'im. And as we already mentioned, that in our Mishnah we would not curse the word Shel Bein Arba'im. Keep in mind that we previously mentioned that Taisus states that Rashi learns our Mishnah differently than we learned our Mishnah, and Rashi learns that when the Mishnah stated, She'ein M'chanchan's Mizbech Hazav El Bikteris Asamim Shel Bein Arba'im, this is actually a continuation of the words of Rav Shimon, and this is the reason for Rav Shimon's din that the kul hayis akreva bein arba'im. And Rav Shimon is teaching us that the reason why if a kohen did not bring the kateris in the morning, he would bring the full mana in the afternoon, is because we find precedence to this idea based on the fact that at the time that they had the chanukas mizbeach of the mizbeach hazav, then they did that in the afternoon and they brought the full mana on the mizbeach hazav in the afternoon. Therefore, in a scenario where a kohen did not bring the kateris in the morning, then he would have to bring the full kateris in the afternoon. He would have to bring the full mana. And certainly this explanation of Rashi works out very well according to our Gemara. However, as Taisa points out, that according to this explanation, why would the Gemara have previously asked Chinuch Mandach Hashmei? Certainly the Mishnah had to teach us this din, as this is actually the Makar, and the reason for Rav Shimon's din, that the Kohen would bring the full mana in the afternoon, and Zok Taisa is according to his Pshat, and when the Gemara asks Mandach Hashmei, the Gemara is actually asking a question, but the Gede din of the Mishnah, but the Gede Oilas HaTamid, as why did the Mishnah have to mention anything as to how to be Mechanach, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Mizbeach HaOila with the Tumah Shel Shachar. However, Ayin and Taisa do a Masal She'im and Chanchen, where Taisa is bothered with this Pshat, as V'lo Yitachin, as number one, Kivin Ahu Hava Taima, Idach Nokat Aidi, that since it makes sense why the Mishnah mentions the Din of Chinuch, Bin Agayet Akteris, therefore certainly it makes sense why the Mishnah would continue and discuss various dinim that are applicable to Chinuch. Number two, V'sud, B'chsurim Echsur Mashma, the Hadad Rabbanon, that when we learn to Chsurim Echsur, Machzor previously in our Mishnah, it was Mashma, this clause of the Mishnah was going back on the Rabbanon, Ayin and Taisis, but certainly according to the Pshat of Rashi, then it makes sense why the Mishnah brought down the din of the Chanukah some Mizbech Azov prior to the din regarding the Chinuch of the Mizbech Ha'ilah, as certainly the main point of the Mishnah was in order to explain the Shita Rab Shimon, Benegeah the Keteris. Keep in mind that certainly according to the way that Rashi learns the Mishnah, even if we wouldn't be Gerus in our Mishnah, She'im Chanukah Mizbech Azov, El Bekteris Hasamim Shal Ben Abayim, and we would be Gerus She'im Chanukah Mizbech Azov, El Bekteris Hasamim, then certainly refers to the Keteris Hasamim of Ben Abayim, as otherwise we would not have riot to the din of Rab Shimon, even if we explain our Mishnah like Taisis, that this clause is going to feed the Tanakhama as well, but we still have Medayik from our Mishnah, the Chinuch of the Mizbech Azov was done with Keteris Hasamim Shal Ben Abayim, and therefore the Gemara now is a steer of Tanya. We have another Brisa states, the Keteris Hasamim Shal Shachar, that the Chanukah Mizbeach of the Mizbech Azov was done with the Keteris Shachar and not Keteris Shal Ben Abayim. The Gemara explains in Chinami Tanoi that we have Machlekes if the Chinuch of the original Mizbech Azov or any subsequent new Mizbech Azov or the Mizbech Azov was broken and was out of service and then they put it back into service, if it specifically was done with the Keteris Shal Ben Abayim or if it was specifically done with the Keteris Shal Shachar. The Gemara continues, Om Abayim Mistavra Kamanda Om Keteris Hasam Shal Ben Abayim. I'll bring a raya like the Mandama that holds that the Chinuch of Mizbech Azov was done with the Keteris Hasam of Ben Abayim. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk and Pashas Tisava is discussing the Mizbech Azov, and as the Pasuk states in Perek Lam in Pasuk Aleph, Vasisa Mizbeach Mikdak Teris Atzi Shitim Tasa Yisai. Then in Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk states Vehiktel of Aaron Keteris Samim Babayka Babayka Betiva Saneris Yakti Renu. And then the Pasuk states Vahalis Aaron Saneris Ben Abayim Yakti Renu Keteris Tam Lufnei Hashem Uderi Seichem. Since there's a Smichas of the Psukim between the Keteris and the Hatava of the Neiris, as Rashi explains, Kshim Dashas Menerim and the Eifa Shiesha Menerim, the Hatava Saneris refers to the process of cleaning and removing all of the old ish from the menorah. Certainly the only way to be able to clean the menorah is only if you previously lit in the menorah, so it must be that they lit it at night and then they did the cleansing in the morning. As Rashi states, Almo chinuch menorah bein abayim v'kimu de menorah nischancha ba'erev k'teris nami t'chilasa ba'ered d'chsiv u'halis aron saneris bein abayim yaktirena. Based on the smichas of the psukim, we compare the mizbech hazav to the menorah, and the Gemara continues on the mada om k'teris hasam shel shachar gom mizbech ha'ilah, and according to the mada om that the chinuch of the mizbech hazav was performed through the k'teris hasam shel shachar, his mikar is based on the mamatzinu from the mizbech ha'ilah malalon the tamim shel shachar. It's just like we already learned that the chinuch of the mizbech ha'ilah was performed through the tamim shel shachar afkam k'teris hasam shel shachar. Therefore, the chinuch of the mizbech hazav was also performed through the k'teris shel shachar. This man the Oma feels it's more appropriate to learn one mizbech from another rather than learning the mizbech hazav from the menorah. Before we continue, let us point out Taisa Diva Maschal Avon Eschadnech. Taisa points out that although according to Rab Shimon, if one doesn't bring the k'teris in the morning, he will bring the entire month in the afternoon. However, even Rab Shimon agrees that there is no connection between the tamim shel shachar and tamim shel ben abayim. And if one doesn't bring the tamim shel shachar, then they would only bring one tamim shel ben abayim in the afternoon. And as Taisa states, Avon Eschadnech Yakrivu Kevus Echad Dafka Avlo Shtayim. When the like Tani who base how you crave in Rab Shimon, Avagav the Gav k'teris Karakula Lo Yedami Cloud the Hasam Chad Milsi Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, V'lo Yisah Shulchan Al Blechem Apanim B'Shabes, that the way to be Mischanach to Shulchan was only through the Lechem Apanim that was placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. And the Gemara is, El Bechol Chnuchi Chudloi Mechanech HaKadushim Mikdash, that's Mashma from our Mishnah, that during the weekday one cannot be Mechanach to Shulchan with the Lechem Apanim. However, it would be Mashma that if after it were already Mechanach to Shulchan, one would place the Lechem Apanim onto the Shulchan during the weekday, it would be Kaddish. And as Rashi states, B'tmiya, the Kaim Malon in Perek Shtei Lechem, the Lechem Kaddish Lechem Ela B'Shabes, that the only way that the Lechem Apanim become Niskaddish B'Kadush Sagov is only if they're placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Diktani Shafilu Hu Al Shulchan Yom Rabim Eim Kaklom, the Lechem Kaddish Lechem Possibly Yitzei V'Loy Lechem Sol, that if one places the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan during the weekday, even if one would leave it on the Shulchan until after Shabbos, then the P'sulina would not apply and no other P'sulim would apply either. Agamara answers, He Gufa Kamashmala and the Chinuch V'Kiddush the Shulchan B'Shabbos Hu, that in the Chinami, our Mishnah is teaching us both of these dinim. Number one, the Chinuch of the Shulchan could only be done by placing the Lechem Apanim onto the Shulchan on Shabbos, as the only way that the Lechem Apanim actually become Kaddish B'Kiddush Sagov is only if they're placed onto the Shulchan on Shabbos. These dinim are middle tali in each other, and the Gemara explains, K'Tani Seifa, and this is similar to the din that we saw in the Seifa, V'Leyah Seminar, B'Shivaner Seb, B'Na Abayim. Rashi points out, Menorah Ainim Kadesh's Klum, that the Menorah is not Mekadesh any items. certainly call Milsidida in Elabin Abayim, the Hainrad Laka, that the only way to be Makadish the Menorah itself, the only way to perform the mitzvah of lighting the Menorah is only in the evening. Therefore, similarly, when the Mishnah discusses the Shulchan, Hachinami call Mili today, the Kiddush Vechinuch, the Shulchan Mishabbis, Mishnah teaches us that since the only way to be Makadish Lechem upon him is only by placing it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, so the same applies, Benegay the Chinuch of the Shulchan, that the only way to be Makadish the Shulchan is only by placing Lechem upon him on it on Shabbos. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that we previously mentioned that twice a day the Kohanim would place Keteris on the Mizbech Azov, which was of course in the Heichal. Aside for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we never find that Keteris was placed on any Mizbech aside for the Keteris that was brought as a Karban Sibur, which was brought every single morning and every single evening on the Mizbech Azov. However, as we know, there is one exception to this rule, and as the Pesukim discuss in Pashas Nasai when discussing the Kabbanis of the Nasiim, so the Pasuk states, Kaf Achas Asar Zahav Malei Keteris, and together with each Nasi's Karban Yachid, they also brought Keteris, and that Keteris was placed on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, on the Mizbech HaIla. Our Gemara now continues, Tanur Rabbanon that we learned in the Braisa, Zeu Keteris She'also Liyachid Al Mizbech HaChitzayin V'Yirah Shoysa, that the Keteris that were brought by the Nasiim was a Karban of Yachid, and it was brought on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, and it was only HaYirah Shah. And the Gemara explains, Hecha, that which Keteris are we referring to, and our Papa, and our Papa explains, as we already explained, B'Nasiim, that this refers to the Keteris that were brought by the Nasiim during the Chanukah HaMizbeach. The Mashmois of the Brice is that there was a special HaYirah Shah, B'Negei Tudinim, as number one, this was a Karban Yachid, and number two, was brought on the Mizbech HaOila, and it would be Mashma that in a case where we only had one of these Chesroinais, for example, either a Yachid was bringing Keteris on the Mizbeach HaZav, or there was a Tziba that was bringing Keteris on the Mizbech HaOila, then it would actually be valid. The Gemara will therefore ask from a Brisa, certainly this is not true, certainly the Tziba cannot bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaOila, and certainly a Yachid cannot bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaZav. As our Gemara continues, the Yachid al Mizbech HaChitza and Hudloi, Hal Mizbech HaPrimi Makrev, that's Mashma from the Brisa, that a Yachid cannot bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, but he would be able to bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaZav, and Visu al Mizbech HaChitzayin Yachid Hudloi, Hatzibu Makrevu, that's Mashma from the Brisa, that a Yachid cannot bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, however the Tzibu would be able to bring Keteris on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. The Gemara is for Tanya, but we learned in the Brisa, and the Brisa initially was discussing that a Yachid can bring a Dava of wine or wood or oil. Then the Brisa continues, Yachid hey Yachid misnadu maybe kiyetsu ban a Dava v'kariyani ba maitzis v'sech dishma v'asisa. One may think that just like a Yachid can be misnadiv yayin or shemen or etzim to the Mizbeach and to the Beis HaMikdash, one should also be able to be misnadiv keteris to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it on the Mizbeach HaZav. Hamaloyman, therefore the Pasuk b'negei Mizbeach HaZav states, Yisalu alav keteris zara v'ilu mincha v'nesach leisisku alav. The Torah teaches us that a Yachid cannot be misnadiv keteris and bring it on the Mizbeach HaZav. The Brisa continues, Yachid loye Yachid maybe she'im maybe chavas k'yetzuba. And possibly this is in the Torah that teaches us that one cannot be misnadiv keteris to place on the Mizbeach HaZav is only referring to a Yachid, as we never find a chay for a Yachid to bring keteris. We continue in Daf Nun on Beis. However, al tziba yehi maybe she maybe chay v'k'yetzuba, but possibly a tziba would be able to donate keteris to the Beis HaMikdash and put it on the Mizbeach HaZav, since we find that a tziba had a chay to bring keteris twice a day. However, the Brisa explains Talmud Leim Loi Salu, and therefore the pasuk states a Loshon Loi Salu B'Loshon Rabim in order to teach us that this issa doesn't only apply to a Yachid, but it also applies to the tziba. The Brisa continues Yachal Lo Yalu Al Mizbeach HaPrimi. One could still think that although the Torah states that it's also for a Yachid or a Tzibar, we must not have Keteris to place on a Mizbeach HaZav. However, since this Issa was specifically stated in a Gede Mizbeach HaZav, so maybe it only applies to a Mizbeach HaZav, but a Yachid or a Tzibar would still be allowed to be misnadiv Keteris for the Mizbeach HaOila and a Mizbeach HaChitzayin. However, the Brisa explains, Talmud Leima, the Pasuk in Pashuk Kisisa states, Veit Shemen HaMishcha Ves Keteris HaSam La Kodesh Kechala Shesivisicha Yasu. And as the Gemara explains, the only way one could bring Keteris HaSamim into the Beis HaMikdash and on any of the Mizbechais is only Kechal Shesivisicha Yasu, and only exactly the way I commanded, no other way. And L'maisa we see from this Braisa that both Yachid and Tziba cannot bring Keteris neither on the Mizbech HaChitzayin or the Mizbech HaZav. In the meantime, from the Braisa that stated Zeu Keteris She'also Liyachid Al Mizbech HaChitzayin V'Yirah Shoysa, it was mashma that Yachid would be able to be misnadiv Keteris for the Mizbech HaZav, and a tziba would be able to bring keteris on a Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And the Gemara continues and explains, Ara Papa, Loimi Bayi Kama, that the way to understand the Brisa is as follows, Loimi Bayi tzibah al mizbeach achitzon lo yeshkan. It's certainly the tzibah cannot bring keteris on a mizbeach achitzon, as although we find the tzibah bringing keteris on a mizbeach apnimi, however, we never find a tzibah bringing keteris on a mizbeach achitzon. And similarly, v'leimi bo yachid al mizbeach apnimi lo yeshkan, that certainly a yachid cannot bring keteris on a mizbeach apnimi, as although we do find that the tzibah was able to bring keteris on a mizbeach apnimi, however, we never find a case yachid has a chayiv to bring keteris on a mizbeach apnimi. Therefore, it's certainly pasha that a yachid would not be able to make an adava of keteris and bring it on a mizbeach apnimi. However, this price is teaching us a chiddush. Al afil yachid al mizbeach achitzon de eshchan b'nasiim hara shayisa. But even if one would want to say that maybe a yachid should be able to bring keteris on a mizbeach achitzon, as the mice we find in seeing brought keteris on a mizbeach achitzon. However, the price teaches us that we can't learn from the nasiim, as that was a special hara shah. Therefore, yachid can never be misnad of keteris even for the mizbeach achitzon. And Tap Taisus was bothered that the Brisa just stated we learned that one can never be misnadev keteris to mizbeach apnimi or mizbeach achitzayin from the pasuk and pasuk kisitz that states shemen amishcha ves keteris hasam lekodesh kechol shesivi sichu yasu. So why did Torah have to teach us in pasuk tetzava lesalul of keteris zara ayin and Taisus? And before we continue with the next mishnah, let us start with the shir hakdama. We know that a kohen gadol brought a korban mincha every single day called a minchas chavitin, and half of it was brought in the morning and half of it was brought in the afternoon. And the reason why it was called a minchas chavitin, because it was fried in a pan called a machvas, and therefore it was called a minchas chavitin or a minchas machvas. This same carbon was also the minchas chinuch, which was brought by every kohen hedid on the day that they started doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. As the psukim teaches in Parshas Tzav in Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayidav Hashem al Moshe Leimar Zeh Karben Aaron Uvonav Vashay Kriv Al Hashem B'yayim Mashach Yisai Atzir Sa'ifa Silas Mincha Tamid Machtzitza Ba'boker Machtzitza Ba'orev. And Pasuk Yud Dal continues Al Machvas Ba'Shem and Te'osem Rubeches Tevi'ena Tefuni Minchas Pitim Takrev Reich Necherich Hashem. And as we will see that based on this Pasuk, it's clear that not only should this Mincha be fried, but it also should be baked. And as the Pasuk states Al Machvas Ba'Shem and Te'osem, and then the Pasuk states Tefuni Minchas Pitim, and all agree that not only was it fried, but it also was baked. And the Gemara will bring a machlekes as to the proper procedure in order to bring this carbon. Then the pasuk tells us, "Va'koyin amashiach tachto mibonav yaso isa chok odum l'ashem kol takdir v'chol minchas koyin kol tia lo yisei ochel." And the pasukim teach us that this carbon was not only brought as a minchas chinuch, but it was also brought as the minchas chavitin of the koyin gadol. And as we saw, the full share of this mincha is asir seifa seiles. However, the proper way to bring this carbon is machtzitz ba'beikah machtzitz ba'orev, and only half of Yisaron is brought in the morning and a half of Yisaron is brought in the evening. And therefore our Mishnah begins Chavite Kohen Gadol Lo Hayu Boin Chatzayin El Mevi Yisaron Shalom V'Chatzayu U'Makriv Mechzo Babayke U'Mechzo Bein Abayim. Although we just stated that the Kohen Gadol will actually only bring a half of Yisaron in the morning and a half of Yisaron in the evening, however the Mishnah teaches us that the Kohen Gadol will not bring another half of Yisaron in the morning and then bring another half of Yisaron from his house in the evening, and instead he will bring a full Yisaron and it will be Mekadosh to full Yisaron, and then he would split it into two halves, and he'd be makriv half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And as Rashi states, Lo hayu boyim chatzayin shlo yavi chatzi yisarim ba'beikim beisai v'chatzi yisarim ba'arev. And Rashi explains that even though you'll only be makriv a half yisarim in the morning and half in the evening, however, since the pasuk doesn't state machtzitz ba'beikah and instead it states machtzitz ba'beikah, which means half of it should be brought in the morning, so it's mashma that you had a full yisarim and then you split it in half. And as Rashi explains, machtzitz mashma machtzitz shoshlema mechtzim mitech shalom u'mevi shemevi yisarim shalom v'chaytzeu. The Mishnah continues, Koyin shehevi mechtzim shachris u'meis u'minu koyin achat tachtav lo'yovi chatzin yisarim mebeisai v'lo'y chatzin yisrein shal rishayin el mevi yisarim shalom v'chaytzeu makriv mechtzim mechtzim oved nimtzu shnei chatzayin kreven u'shnei chatzayin oivdin. If a koyin gadol brought an yisarim of flour in the morning and he then split it into two and he properly brought his minchas chavitin in the morning and he used a half yisarim and then he died, and then on the same day, as Rashi states, Koyin Tam Shel Bein Abayim, and it was even prior to the Tam Shel Bein Abayim, they appointed another Koyin Gadol in the place of the original Koyin Gadol. The new Koyin Gadol has to bring the Minchas Chavitin for the afternoon. Once again, he would not be able to bring a half Visarin from his house, and he would also not be able to use the half Visarin that the original Koyin Gadol left over, and instead he would have to bring a brand new Visarin, and he would split it in half, and he would use half of it for the Minchas Chavitin of the afternoon, and the other half of Yisarin he would have to destroy. And the Mishnah explains that in this scenario, then two halves will be used, one half of the original Yisarin for the Minchas Chavitin of the original Kohen Gadol, and one half of the second Yisarin for the second Kohen Gadol for his Minchas Chavitin of the afternoon, and half of the original Yisarin and half of the new Yisarin would have to be destroyed. And I and Mepharshim that discuss as to why Rashi stated Uminu Achat Tachtov Koidim Tom Shel Bein Abayim, if at least B'diyeved one should be able to bring a Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol even after the Tom Shel Bein Abayim. I and Mepharshim. Now how Gemara begins Tanan Banan, we learned in Braisa Ilu Nema Minchas Machzis Hayisi Yoyim Maybe Chetzi Yisarin Mebeisu Shachris Umakriv Chetzi Yisarin Mebeisu Avis Umakriv Tamun Loim Machzitz Babiker Mechzi Mishalim Umakriv Hakeitza, maybe Sarin Shalom Vichateu, Makriv Mechzuva Baiko, Mechzu Bein Abayim. And we already mentioned this when we learned our Mishnah, that the Braisa teaches us that if the Pasuk would have stated Mincha Machzis, then one could have thought that initially the Kohen Gadol could take a half of Yisarin from his house and be Makriv that in the morning, and then bring another half of Yisarin in the afternoon and be Makriv that in the afternoon. Therefore, the Pasuk states Machzitz Babaiker, they have to take half of it in the morning, and therefore we see that the proper procedure is that the Kohen takes the full Yisarin in the morning from his house, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, then he separates a half of Yisarin from the full Yisarin for his Minchas Chavitin of the morning, and he will then use the other half for his Minchas Chavitin of the evening. And let's remember, we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Echlon on Dav Zayin and Mabez and Dav Chesem and Aleph, if he would actually place the full Yisarin, the Klisharis, immediately in the morning, and then take off half of Yisarin, or can he decide to only be Makdash or half of Yisarin in the morning, and then be Makdash the other half in the afternoon? And the Braisa continues that we just learned that initially the Kohen Gadol had to bring a fully Yisarin of flour, then divide the fully Yisarin into two Chetzi Yisrainos. And the Braisa continues that let's say someone did that properly, and then Nitma Mechza Shel Bein Abayim or Isha Avad, and after the Kohen Gadol brought his Minchas Machvas in the morning, the other half Yisarin became Tomei or was lost. Yachli Yavi Chetzi Yisarin Beisei Avis V'Yakriv. And one may think that at this point he doesn't have to take another fully Yisarin, and he could just replace the original half Yisarin with a new half Yisarin from his household. Talmud Leiman, therefore the Pasuk states, Machtzitza Ba'arev, Mechtzim Misholim Umevi. And once again, B'negeir Minchas Machvas of the evening, the Pasuk states, Machtzitza Ba'arev, instead of staying Machtzitz Ba'arev. And therefore we see that even a Minchas Machvas of the evening has to come from a full Yisarin, and he can't just take another half Yisarin from his house. And as our Gemara continues, HaKetzad, maybe Yisarin Sholim Yibesa V'chateu, U'makru Mechtzah U'mechtzah Avad. Once again, Nimtzu Shnei Chatzayin Krevim Shnei Chatzayin Oivdin. The Braisa now continues with the third din, which is actually the case in our Mishnah, where Kohen Gadol brought a half of Yisarin in the morning, and then he died. And as we saw in our Mishnah, that the new Kohen Gadol that was appointed in the afternoon would have to bring another Yisarin from his house, and then remove a half of Yisarin from that Yisarin. And although the second case of the Braisa of Nitma or Avad seems to be very similar to the case where the Kohen Gadol died, however, one could still think that possibly in a case where the half Yisarin became Tamei or the half Yisarin was lost, it would make sense that one would have to bring a brand new Yisarin. The Maisa, half of the original Yisarin is no longer Be'en, and therefore it would make sense why you have to take a brand new Yisarin. However, in our scenario where the initial Kohen Gadol properly took off a full Yisarin and he was makrif half of it in the morning, and half of the Yisarin is still around, and the only Chisarin is that the Kohen Gadol died, so one may think that the new Kohen Gadol would still be able to use the half Yisarin that's still around from the original Kohen Gadol. And therefore the Braisa continues, Kohen Gadol shehikriv mechtza shachris umeis uminu achat tachtov yachol yovi chetzi yisarin beisai oy chetzi yisrein shel rishon tam loim umachtzitza ba'arev. And therefore the pasuk is in above and it states umachtzitza ba'arev, and we learn mechtza mishalom umevi umakriv and haketza maybe yisarin shalom v'chetzeu umakriv mechtza umechtza oved and nimtzu shnei chetzayin krevim ushnei chetzayin oivdin, as we already learned in our Mishnah. And as Rashi states, Umachtzitza merbuy devav mashma, afilu koin ha'im mebein ha'boyim, afagad de'ikah chetziv yisarin de'rishayin, he still has to start over, and he has to bring a full yisarin, and then take a half yisarin out of the full yisarin. The Gemara now continues that we just mentioned that shnei chetzayin would be oivdin, and tani tana kamid Rav Nachman, and Amira taught the following brayson in front of Rav Nachman, mechze rishon and mechze sheni to Rav Tzurasam v'yetzel l'beis ha'sefa, that one cannot just destroy both of these half yisarinos, and instead he would have to wait until it's to Abit Surasan, which means until the morning, and after it became possible because of Lina, and only at that point will be able to burn it in the Beis HaSreifa, which in this case refers to the Chatzor Adar Zara. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to the Samira, Bishlei Mirishin Chazal HaKrava, El Sheni Lamalei Ibit Tzura, the Bishlim and the Hefi Sarin, that was Roy Lakrova, as if the initial Kohen Gadol would not have died, then the Kohen Gadol would have brought that Hefi Sarin as his afternoon carbon, and since it's a Chazi Lakrova, so therefore you have to wait until this Man of Lina, and only afterwards would you be able to burn that Hefi Sarin. However, why shouldn't you be able to burn the second Hefi Sarin immediately if this second Chazi Sarin that was taken off by the second Kohen Gadol was not Roy Lakrova at all, as only half of the full Sarin was going to be brought as a carbon? And as Rav Nachman continues, may Karl Ibukasi, that certainly that second half was initially going to be destroyed, and therefore you should be able to destroy it immediately. And the Gemara responds that this Braisa that just taught us that even the second half of Yisarin cannot immediately be burned, and one has to wait until the share of Lina that is going like a specific Tana. And as the Gemara states, to Amalach Moni, Tanvear Bavluhu, to Omar, Afilu Pigal, Tan Ibutsura, that this Braisa is going like the Tana that was taught us in the Yeshiva of Bravavua, holds that even if a carbon became pigal, which means that this behemoth is intrinsically puzzled for the Mizbeach, and even so, you would not be able to burn the carbon immediately, and you would have to wait until the point of Ibatsura, and only at that point would you be able to burn the carbon. Therefore, certainly in our case, where the second half Visarin has no intrinsic psul, then certainly you have to wait until Ibatsura, and therefore you also can't burn the second half Visarin until it develops a psulina. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi states, Afilu Tein Rabbanon, that possibly this Braisa would fit in, even according to the Shita Rabbanon, as although when a carbon is pigal, they allow one to burn it immediately, however, that is because the behemoth has an intrinsic psul. However, in our case, Kiva de Be'idna de Palginu, Iboy Hai Makriv, Iboy Hai Makriv, Mechsechazu, that since when the Kohen Gadol took the full Yisarin and he split it in half, so at that point he had a choice either to use part A or part B, and even though ultimately he decided to use part A, and part B will have to be burned, but the Maisa is nothing intrinsically wrong with part B, and there's nothing wrong with that Hefi Sarin, and really you could bring that Hefi Sarin as a carbon, therefore you can't burn it immediately, and the only way you're allowed to burn it is only in the morning when it develops a psul of lina. And our Gemara continues, now we learned, Chavite Kohen Gadol Ketzel Isan Isan, to how they prepare the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and as we will see later on, they actually made 12 chalais, and Rav Chiya Ba'aba Amar Bechlan, Oifa V'achach Metagna, and Rav Chiya Ba'aba states the name Rav Bechlan, that they would first bake it, and then they would fry it, and Rav Asi Amar Bechlina, and Rav Asi states in Rav Chlina, Punk Faket, that Metagna V'achach Oifa, that they first fried it on a griddle, then they baked it, and the Gemara continues, Amar Bechiya Ba'aba, Kavosi Di Mistavra, that it makes sense, as I stated, that Yoifa V'achach Metagna, and as we saw, that the Pasuk in Pasha Sav used the term Tufune, which we don't find anywhere else in the Torah. Rav Chiya Ba'aba explains that the Lashon Tufune is a Lashon of Terfenana, that you should bake these lechem when it's still beautiful, and if you would initially fry them, then they would be a bit black, and therefore it won't be as beautiful. And therefore, although the Torah mentions frying prior to baking, as the Pasuk stated on Machbas Pashem and Te'osem, Rubechas Tevianna, Tufune Michas Pitim Takriv Reichen Kerich Lashem, but even so, you'll bake it, and then you'll fry it. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Asi Omar, Kavosi Dimi Stavra, Rav Asi states that it makes sense that you actually fried it and then you baked it, as the Pasuk states, Tufine, and we read it as if it states, Te'afenana, that the bread should only be baked after it was already partially cooked, and as we know, the Pasuk B'negeid Karm Pesach states, Al Teichlum Menuna, and that refers to a carbon that was only partially cooked, and the Gemara continues, Ketanoi, that the same Machlikis that we just saw between Rav Chiya Ba'aba and Neymar Bechran was some Agurus in the name of Rav Chanina, and Rav Asi in the name of Rav Chanina is actually Machlikis Tanoim, as the Pasuk states, Tufine, Te'afenana, the Tanakam holds exactly like Rav Asi, and Rabbi Yoimeh Te'afenana, which is exactly the same as Rav Chiya Ba'aba. And the Braisa continues and brings a third opinion, Rabbi Yesi Yoimeh Te'afenana Rabba, Islainov, Islainah. Rabbi Yesi learns that we should be Makayim both Te'afenana as well as Te'afenana, and therefore Rabbi Yesi learns that the proper procedure to follow when making the Minchas Chavitin is by being Te'afenana Rabba. And Rashi also brings down that some agurs Te'afenana Racha, according to our guess of Te'afenana Rabba, Rashi brings down two different explanations. Then if we agree to Tefen Racha, Rashi brings down another explanation. Rashi first explains in Dibur Masal Tefen Rabba, Afiyo Yishabe, Oifu Mitagnam Va'ifa, that Rabbi Yesi holds that you would actually bake it first in order that it should be beautiful at the time of baking. And as Rashi originally stated, Tefen No, B'shasa Fiyos B'tana Te'ino, V'im Mitagna Trila, Rei Yishkir Min Hashemen Min Machvas, and then you will actually fry it, and after you fry it, you would once again bake it. And as Rashi explains, Isle'ino, since you bake it once again, so that will be a kiyum that at the time of the last baking, it was still a bit raw, and mishum hachi oifu achatigun v'isleino mishum hachi oifu tchila, as we explain, and Rashi continues lishnachrina rabba gedolu murakas v'daka, that the word rabba doesn't refer to multiple times, and it refers to making it large. In general, Rabbi Yisi agrees to Rabbi Asi in the Tanakama, one is mitagna v'achin oifu. However, Rabbi Yisi holds that one would actually spread out the batter and make it very thin. By the fact that it's thin, that is a kiyum of being na, and v'isle mitagna tchilo v'achin oifu v'ikot tigun na, and at the time that you start baking it, it's still only partially cooked, and therefore it is a kiyum of na, and since you made it flat and large, therefore it is a kiyum of it being na, and being beautiful as well. And Rashi continues and brings another lishnachrina, v'fenu racha, she'rachena b'shemen, you should fry it in a lot of oil, like a donut, and v'zeh naya, and that makes it beautiful. Once again, according to this lishnachrina, tchilo mitagna v'achin oifu, v'ikun na v'na, and there's a kiyum of na v'na, and zark Rashi, shloshton shemati, and we will stop over here.